This is Radio EcoShock with Alex Smith.
We wake up today, as every day, with an uncontrollable nuclear wound on the far side of the world. The truth is out. Three Japanese reactors are melting down. I'm Alex Smith. In this Radio EcoShock special, you will hear the evidence, the testimony, the awful facts for the frightened people of Japan, for the world. Radioactive fallout from the Fukushima Daiichi reactors has been measured on a hill just behind my home. Very small amounts have spread across the Northern Hemisphere, from America through Glasgow, Switzerland, Eastern Europe, Russia, on into Asia, China, Korea, and even the Philippines. Perhaps only earthquake-struck New Zealand remains untouched as yet. A greater global tragedy and personal threat to you may or may not happen. Certainly the island of Japan is blighted, and oceans around the world are becoming more radioactive every day. We'll talk risks and pass on civil defense tips, survival information that is coming out of Japan. In the second half of the hour, we're going to zero in on one of the most dangerous nuclear reactors in the United States. You will hear from longtime activist Rochelle Becker and lawyer Stephen Weissman. Out of 100 old and dangerous American nukes, which did we pick as the most dangerous American nuclear reactor of the week? Here is your first clue. At what reactor complex were 1,900 people arrested in a few weeks, the largest anti-nuclear record in American history?
You have 60 seconds.
Hey, I know that one, man.
Starts with a B.
Father, what is it, man?
This is what I knew when I came in here, man.
Ends with a B.
Oh, don't tell me. Happy birthday.
10 seconds, Bob.
But what about this meltdown? Why should you believe as I do? The Japanese government and the utility TEPCO have said for over a week that a partial meltdown, whatever that means, is occurring at all three Fukushima Daiichi reactors that had fuel in them when the earthquake struck. That's numbers 1 to 3. First report, a Russian expert, Professor Vladimir Kuznetsov, an advisor to Russia's state nuclear monopoly, Rosatom, was quoted in the Hindu newspaper saying, "In all likelihood, fuel at the second reactor is melting and burning through the reactor containment and may get into the ocean and the soil," end quote. But I've heard some Russian scientists say some outrageous things about climate change or the source of oil, for example. We need more than that. The most serious report of a meltdown was published in the Guardian newspaper on Tuesday, March 29th. Richard Leahy, former head of safety research for General Electric, for these very type of reactors, said the core of the reactor seems to have melted through the containment vessel bottom, dripping lava-like, extremely radioactive material onto the concrete floor of reactor number 2. If true, that is certainly at least the partial meltdown Japanese authorities talked about, if not a possible start to the much-feared China syndrome, where nuclear material melts down through concrete and rock to reach the nearby water table, only to explode, releasing horrible radiation into the atmosphere. Japanese authorities downplay that possibility, but can we trust them? For me, the third and final confirmation of multiple meltdowns comes from Tokyo Electric, TEPCO, in their press conference. Remember, Leahy in The Guardian was talking about reactor number 2, which the Japanese government has continually called the most serious, where they are trying to control melting fuel rods, a heating reactor, and major radioactive leaks. But TEPCO also found tons of extremely radioactive water in the other two reactors and adjacent turbine halls, reactors 1 and 3. On Monday in Japan, in a news story filed March 29th in the English-language version of the Korean news service Donga.com, we find the following. In a news conference Monday evening, a corporation source said, quote, "Pressure vessels number 1 and 3 were damaged and open to the air. You can imagine the images of pressure vessels with punctures," adding, "Water has not been filled to capacity in nuclear reactors despite efforts to inject water, perhaps because pressure vessels have punctures," end quote. If the 16-centimeter-thick pressure vessels have punctures, melted nuclear fuel could have fallen into the bottom of the vessels to form a puncture of the inner wall of the vessels, could have melted, the corporation said, and that's the end of the quote from Donga.com. If TEPCO has admitted all three reactor vessels have been punctured, we can assume triple meltdowns are occurring. Even ABC News America is warning Tuesday, the 29th, of a possible multiple meltdown. According to ABC News, nuclear inspector Katsumo Yokata, who spent 5 days examining reactor number 2 recently and received a year's limit of radiation in just 5 days, he says there is a crack in that reactor. ABC said there could be multiple meltdowns releasing huge quantities of radiation. In the same story, the International Atomic Energy Agency, who have been always on the side of the nuclear industry, said the reactors have now cooled enough that, quote, a wild explosion is now out of the question, end quote. And barring the unpredictable, says ABC, they don't see a big spike of radiation coming. Other experts are saying the Japanese accident is already worse than Chernobyl. The news goes up and down day by day. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, it's fine. Hour by hour, depending on who you believe. Certainly, the Japanese government is now admitting this accident is out of control, polluting their country and the ocean. They are now discussing putting a special fabric cover over the reactors to limit the release of radioactive particles, but I expect that fancy plan to drop by the time you hear this. As I said in my podcast, Japan Atomic Emergency No. 5, I expect the former main island of Japan to become split into two parts, connected by a narrow road and rail isthmus running up the west coast of the island. Bloomberg News is reporting businesses are moving office space and production facilities out of Tokyo and into the former commercial center of Osaka. That's about 520 kilometers or 320 miles southeast of Tokyo. A lot of Tokyo residents have left the city for the southern part of the island, fearing radiation and seeking safe drinking water. According to Japanese TV, radiation has been found in the soil 200 kilometers away from the Fukushima reactor, about 125 miles, and I think when they do more testing, they'll find it further than that. I expect the entire central portion of Japan will be too radioactive for farming or habitation for at least 30 years. Be sure and sign up for our podcast on the main page at ecoshock.org to get those periodic updates. The emergency reports are free without any advertising or need to sign up for anything. Click and get them as they come out at ecoshock.org. Farming the constant stream of news for you, another trend is developing. The Japanese economy is falling fast and may take the rest of the world with it into a new depression. Just take this one story. The Mitsui-owned ship MOL Presence was turned away from the Japanese port of Xiamen in Fujian province last week because the container ship was too radioactive. The boat registered at 3.5 microsieverts per hour. Mitsui Company says that big ship has been in Tokyo Harbor for only a few hours on March 17th. In that short time, the ship became radioactive and its cargo refused by China, a major trading partner. How many Japanese ships are radioactive? What about their cargo? How will they be decontaminated? Many shipping lines are now refusing to go to Japan, saying their insurance won't cover radiation damage to the ships or the crew. The world's third largest economy and one of the world's biggest exporters is becoming shunned. What about the airplanes coming into Tokyo and other Japanese airspace? Lufthansa stopped flying there almost as soon as the accident was announced. Are other aircraft radioactive after flying through Fukushima emissions, and how will those be cleaned up? World trade and manufacturing is already being hit, especially the electronics and car industries. Car plants all over the world are shutting down or preparing for shutdown due to lack of Japanese parts in that just-in-time delivery system. Companies are announcing diversification, and we may see a blow to globalization. TEPCO stock has fallen over 70%. It will likely be nationalized, putting all the damage costs on the Japanese taxpayer. We can expect the same in any reactor meltdown anywhere in the world. The Japanese stock market has lost billions and billions of dollars, and this will echo out into the rest of the world economy. Japanese hospitals say they have practically no expertise in handling radiation victims. They haven't seen them for so long. The system is not prepared for what is coming. On Wednesday, the Telegraph newspaper reported people coming from Fukushima are being turned away from hospitals and clinics, no matter what their complaints, for fear they are radioactive. The heartless shunning of survivalism has begun in Japan. Meanwhile, Japan authorities are caught between two awful choices, neither of which will save them. Deadly radioactive water has appeared in trenches outside the reactors, and they lead into the Pacific Ocean. These trenches are anywhere from 16 meters or 52 feet deep to 22 meters. The water within them triggers nausea with a 30-minute exposure and death if exposed for 4 hours. One trench is about a meter from the surface before it overflows, and another just 10 centimeters below the ground. Trying to control the tons of extremely dangerous water filling the buildings and the trenches, Japan at midweek tried to reduce the water being pumped into critical reactor number 2 by 70%. The temperatures in that reactor, already beyond design capabilities, went up 20 degrees Celsius. My obvious prediction is this: as long as the winds are blowing some of the airborne radioactivity west out over the Pacific, TEPCO may try to limit that cooling water. But the minute those winds blow back over the Japanese mainland, or the melted core starts to go through the basement concrete, the authorities will pump in everything they've got. That will flood the Pacific with radiation, and it won't stop long-lasting radiation from covering large parts of Japan. If you live outside of Japan, especially in North America or Europe, pay attention to the following clips I've collected mainly from Japanese NHK World Television. You will learn how to handle yourself in a more radioactive environment and your own fate when, not if, one of the geriatric American or European reactors and their overstuffed fuel ponds blows up.
Radio EcoShock.
Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
We find ourselves in a situation where there is no optimism. We will continue to handle it in a state of maximum alert.
Earlier, NHK World's Yoshiyuki Yamasaki analyzed the current situation at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant.
We are now joined by the reporter Yamasaki. And also, Mr. Edano urged people not to return to the evacuation range of 20 kilometers from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Yes, this 20 kilometers range was under the evacuation instruction immediately after the earthquake struck. And people, residents living in this area, had to leave this area with only things was what they were wearing at that time. And the residents were recently, frequently going back to this area, and this has been spotted and reported by the self-defense force and the police. And of course, this evacuation instruction is issued based on the national law, so the residents must follow this instruction.
Japan's Nuclear Safety Commission says that people living in the area with high radiation levels should evacuate voluntarily because there is no immediate likelihood that the plant will stop emitting radiation. You're on Newsline for 3 p.m. Trace amounts of plutonium have been detected in soil samples from the compound of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. The operator, Tokyo Electric Power Company, says the level detected is low and does not pose a threat to human health. The government said further monitoring will be conducted to judge the possible effects and is making all-out efforts to contain the situation.
We have very high radioactivity in the water that is flooded in the vicinity. And this too is proof of this comes from the reactor. It is serious, but our intention is to try to contain the impact on the peripheral areas.
Chief Cabinet Secretary Edano said the concentrations of the plutonium were normal and found in the environment caused by past nuclear testings abroad. But he said the types of plutonium included those found in nuclear fuel, making it most likely that reactor fuel rods were the source.
We talked to Dr. Naoto Sakimura of Tokyo University, and he has pointed out that the crane that has been used to transport the fuel has dropped as the ceiling caved in. He talks about the instrument that hangs from the crane, which has apparently fallen on the nuclear fuel rods, and there is likelihood that the fuel has been damaged and the radioactive material may have been released as a consequence, and that likelihood cannot be denied. This is reactor number 4. The walls have caved in, and we see vapor gushing out from various openings.
Tokyo Electric Power Company says the concentration of radioactive substances in the water in the turbine building for the number 2 reactor on Sunday was 100,000 times higher than is usual in water inside a reactor. The water surface had a radiation level of more than 1,000 millisieverts per hour. In earlier tests, 10,000 times the usual level of radiation was found in water in the turbine buildings for the number 1 and 3 reactors. In the number 1 reactor's turbine building, TEPCO is trying to speed up work to pump the radioactive water from the basement into the turbine condenser for storage. As for the water in the number 2 and 3 reactor's turbine buildings, the company found the turbine condensers couldn't hold any more water. TEPCO says it's considering emptying the condensers into adjacent pools and then filling them with the contaminated water.
Clean, safe, too cheap to meter. Nuclear power.
The radioactive material has been detected in water and food, and many people are worried and have started to stock up on food and water, and the store shelves are now empty.
The iodine accumulation may have an impact on young children. And through breastfeeding, iodine could possibly be transferred to children who are nursing. What about pregnant women? Fetus may be influenced. However, for the fetus to accumulate more than 50 milli iodine, that also requires longer than 6 months' consumption of 2 liter water by the mother. So pregnant women should not be extremely worried about the current situation.
Legal limits were exceeded in 12 locations in Ibaraki Prefecture on the 18th and on 11 locations in Tochigi and Gunma Prefecture on the 19th. On the 20th, the limits were exceeded in a place more than 200 kilometers away from the troubled nuclear power plant. Altogether, these locations spread in 50 municipalities. Analyses show that most radioactive iodine remains on the surface of vegetables. The iodine don't go into the ground easily, so it is not absorbed through the roots of vegetables. The radioactive iodine that has fallen on the ground doesn't easily get in through the roots. If you just have to wash the dirt, and radish and root vegetables are not contaminated. Even though the radioactive iodine attaches the surface, if you peel, the radiation level can be reduced significantly. You can remove much of the radioactive iodine by taking off outer leaves of the cabbage. Vegetables come in many shapes. Radioactive iodine doesn't attach to and stay on some vegetables easily. An elevated level of radioactive iodine with one vegetable doesn't mean that all vegetables are dangerous. I wish people make calm judgment before eating.
What about the risk of the pregnant woman? And in order to consider this, I think that the case of Chernobyl is very helpful. In 1986, just like the current Japan, there was at 25 years ago, there was a nuclear accident. The result was, during that time, that less than 10 years old children, in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, and they detected that the morbidity of the thyroid gland cancer. It did increase, but as an adult, there are no increase of the cancer incident, including the leukemia. And in the former Soviet Union, in milk, and just as Japan is doing, they are detecting the radioactive materials in the vegetables and the raw milk. They did not inspect this. And also that the children intake a lot of milk, and therefore that many of them fell ill of the radioactivity, especially the thyroid gland. In order to grow the children, for the metabolism of the children, that the hormone is necessary. If they intake the iodine, that the younger the child is, that the more of the iodine can be concentrated into the gland, thyroid gland, and so that are much milk consuming the children, and the children that are in the growth stage fell victim of this radioactivity.
Radioactive iodine will not decrease because it has already dissolved in the water, so boiling will not help. And there are various household water purifiers, but they will not necessarily be effective in filtering out radioactive iodine.
Concentrated radioactive substances have also been detected in soil at a village 40 kilometers from the quake-stricken Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. Professor Muramatsu says the level is 1,600 times higher than normal. A disaster task force measured radioactive substances in soil about 5 centimeters deep at 6 locations around the plant from last Friday through Tuesday. The results announced on Wednesday show the 163,000 becquerels of radioactive cesium-137 per kilogram of soil has been detected in Itate village, about 40 kilometers northwest of the plant. Professor Muramatsu says the normal levels of radioactive cesium-137 in soil are around 100 becquerels at most. The professor warns that since radioactive cesium remains in the environment for about 30 years, it could affect agricultural products for a long time. He's calling on the government to collect detailed data and come up with ways to deal with the situation.
In the past, we had the Chernobyl accidents. Those who were not irradiated started showing some health symptoms in their internal tracts and other areas of body. So this is a secondary medical issues caused by psychological impacts of this phenomena. So on the part of the government and on the nation as a whole, we have to be ready to take care of psychological needs of people in this situation.
This man has borne the scars of nuclear disaster for most of his life. As a resident of Nagasaki, Yoshiri Yamawaki has had liver and kidney problems since he was 35, and he's already beaten cancer twice. Every time he falls ill now, he fears it could be his last battle. Yoshiro watches events unfold at Fukushima, fearing the true nature of the disaster is yet to show itself.
The result of the contamination won't just end after the event. It'll be handed down from generation to generation. I have four daughters. The first two have leukemia. Another has breast cancer. The results of a disaster will be shown in generations to come.
Yoshiro was just 11 when the bomb was dropped. He survived the blast, but was exposed to lethal levels of radiation on his two trips to the hypercenter. First to find his father, then to bury him.
Japan's Independent Nuclear Safety Commission believes that highly radioactive substances found in the water may have come from the vessel containing the reactor. The water in the tunnel for the number one reactor unit will overflow if the level reaches more than 10 centimeters. TEPCO employees are piling up sandbags and concrete around the mouth of the tunnels to prevent flooding. To prevent further leakage, the company has also reduced the amount of water injected to cool the number two reactor, but the temperature inside has risen by 20 degrees Celsius. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edano says in dealing with both inflow and outflow of water, workers are facing one of the most difficult tasks.
While the sand slipped through the opening, and their hands reached for the golden ring, in their hearts they turn to each other's hearts for refuge. The troubled years that came before the deluge.
On the Real News Network, Dr. Robert Alvarez explains to Daphne Wisham of Earthbeat how America is just in such a bad situation with its own spent fuel pools, and we'll be going on to the situation in America in the next segment of Radio EcoShock.
And what we found is that these pools are vulnerable, and that the United States, for the last several decades, has permitted the reactor operators to put as much as 4 times more in the spent fuel pools than their designs envisioned.
4 times.
That's right.
So just relative to what's happening in Fukushima, do we have 4 times the quantity of what is now being stored at the reactors in Fukushima?
Oh, easily, and then more.
No, but I mean at each reactor.
That's right. I mean, the Fukushima reactors that are now undergoing this crisis, and they're not yet out of the woods, and the pools are part of that problem. Basically on the average contain about 100 metric tons. Spent fuel pools in the United States contain as much as 500, 600, 700 metric tons.
Some of them were angry at the way the earth was abused by the man who learned how to forge her beauty into power. And they struggled the final hour.
So what will happen in Japan? No one really knows. We've never seen this, a multiple reactor meltdown before. As one person commented on a fascinating Fukushima thread at theoildrum.com, Japan is at war. The enemy is of her own making. A tiny army, not more than 800 men, is fighting to save their country from utter devastation, to save the world from even more radiation. All they can do is stay until they are too sick to remain, running the pumps to slosh around water loaded with radioactive isotopes month upon month, trying to cool the damaged reactors. It could take years if enough workers are willing to die for the mother country. The reactors themselves and all the rad water they are leaking out are another matter. When the Prime Minister of Japan goes on national TV saying, "This is no time for optimism," things are bad. You were alive to witness one of the great events of all human history. Radioactivity already released will be recorded in geological history for at least 500,000 years. We have again changed the planet, just as we do with our carbon burden daily. As with the insane atmospheric testing of nuclear weapons during the Cold War, we are adding yet another layer of radioactivity to our precious Earth. That will cost us and cost our children dearly. The only hope, where there is hope, is that you and everyone you know will make an end to the rest of this danger. Shut down the nuclear power plants. Shut them down. I'm Alex Smith. When we come back, a close-up look at one of America's most dangerous nuclear plants.
And I just want to thank you for your passion and courage.